Well, good morning, everybody out there in ACN land. I hope you're doing well. I heard all of my favorite people's voices first thing in the morning, so it makes me smile. Super excited to be here with you today. If you're new and you don't recognize this voice, my name is Jim Lambright, and I'm in the Central Ohio Marketplace. I'm getting ready to come up on my nine-year AC anniversary. Can you believe that? I can't believe it. 9 years, how fast time has gone. I'm so happy that someone took the time out to introduce me to this company 9 years ago. Now, it took him several invites to get me to take a look, but I'm very grateful for him for doing that for me, and also for Ms. Gabriel flying out every 2 weeks out into the middle of a cornfield that we call Columbus, Ohio here, and help us grow our business and teach us residual income and the mindset that comes with it. And one of the people that Ms. Gabriel introduced me to was a man named Tony Robbins. You see, I was growing as a person size-wise, put it that way, but I wasn't growing too much personally. It seems like humans, we get to become adults, and then sometimes a lot of us forget to continue to grow as a person as far as personal growth goes. She introduced me to Tony Robbins on a, believe it or not, a CD set. CDs. Anybody remember CDs? Wow. It seems like forever ago with those things, but she hooked me up with a set of those, and it was incredible, the stuff I was hearing. It was unbelievable. And so I'd always seen Tony Robbins on YouTube and on, of course, listened to him while I was driving, right? I believe in what I call the university on wheels. If you're driving in your car, you're either making a sales call, a business call, or you're growing yourself spiritually, personally, or you're growing your business by listening to good stuff from good people who've already been there. And so listening to him was amazing. So I've always done that, right, since I met Ms. Gabriel 9 years ago. And I'd never seen him in person. And so this past week, literally we just flew back a couple of days ago, I had a chance to go see Tony Robbins live in Dallas, Texas. 6,000 realtors under one roof. Whew, boy, was there a lot of hot air in those rooms. Boy, I can tell you what, a lot of lazy people who talk a lot. Basically, that's how I describe realtors. I'm sorry, any realtors out there, listen. You know what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the rest of them. But his first live event since the dreaded pandemic hit, and it was awesome, man. It was great to see everybody live, and a bunch of people getting together. And I can tell you, there's nothing like a live event. I've been listening to Tony Robbins now for going on a decade, right? But in person, oh, my gosh. Now, Valerie Reed, I think, is probably our biggest Tony Robbins junkie that we have in the entire group. And she can tell you, if you get a chance to talk to her, how amazing it was that she told me to be ready. And I was not ready. Oh, my gosh, Tony blew me away. So this morning, I just want to give you just a real couple quick, tiny ahas. Now, this guy spends, look, he spends 4 straight days with you, 12 to 14 hour days, unpacking the stuff that I'm going to tell you. So if it whets your appetite a little bit, you want to check him out on YouTube, check out his audios, get his books, and then invest in yourself. I promise you, invest in yourself and go live. He even has a money back guarantee. Like if by the second day of the event at the lunch break, you're not happy, you can turn in your course materials and they'll give you all your money back. So a money back guarantee that you haven't transformed your life. Of course, no one, I think, took him up on that. So it was amazing. So let's just talk about a couple of tiny things. And again, these are just scratching the very surface, but something maybe to get you on your way today and encourage you to explore this man, Tony Robbins, Anthony Robbins, whatever you want to call him. He's been doing this for decades and changing people's life. And so one of the things I just wanted to share with you today, a tiny little bit, I have pages and pages of notes. And by the way, on Monday nights, we do leadership calls. This past Monday on a Zoom at 8 o'clock in the evening, we actually did this. And I believe there's a recording out there somewhere of it. If you want to get your hands on it, I unpacked it even further, an hour worth. But we're going to talk right now for just like 5-10 minutes, and we're going to go from there. So one of the things, if you're taking notes today, if you're driving, don't take notes, but keep it in your mind there, write it into your mind, is there's 3 decisions in life that you will make that will determine your quality of life. 3 decisions. That's it. 3. Now you're like, wait a minute, there's a lot more decisions than that. Nope, it comes down to 3. And Tony unpacks it and proves it to you while you're sitting there, because I'm a healthy skeptic to pretty much everything out there. But I'm like, oh, there's way more than 3 decisions. But nope, there's 3. And so here they are. The first one is this. What am I going to focus on? So if you're just thinking of one word out of that sentence, I want you to think of the word focus. What am I going to focus on? Okay? That is going to help determine the quality of life that you have. What am I going to focus on? What do we mean by that? Well, here's the thing. People tend to focus on one of two things. They either focus on what's missing in their life, or they focus on what they have. Now, most people tend to focus on what's missing, and it's kind of a default status we have as human beings. We notice what is not there. What haven't we done? What don't we have? What haven't we accomplished, right? That's just a natural state, like what's missing, right? But if you focus on what's missing, your quality of life is going to be, as Tony Robbins says, really shitty. That's what he says. His exact words. I wrote that down. And the reason for that is because he interviewed 85 billionaires, self-made billionaires. He said they weren't members of the Lucky Sperm Club. These are people who took their life. They got started just like you and I, and they worked their way up, and they're billionaires. 85 of them, and he said you can count on one hand how many of them are actually happy. How many of them actually have a good quality of life? Because, look, life is about being happy. What they focus on, these billionaires, right? They have everything. They have yachts. They have the fanciest cars, the best houses, the best vacations. They have servants, right? Everything you think you would have to make you happy, you would think would make you happy. And the answer is no, they're not. Because why do you think? Because they focus on what's missing. Well, if I have $1 billion, why don't I have $2 billion? Why don't I have this? Why don't I have that, right? It's human nature, and you have to train your brain to instead focus on what you have, right? Because it all comes down to perspective. Perspective is everything. Like the word rich, when people say, hey, I want to be rich, right? I want to be rich. It's a misnomer. It's a terrible word, because rich is subjective. It's based on what you compare yourself to, right? So a billionaire we might look at as rich, but that billionaire is looking at somebody else who has $10 billion, and they may not think they're rich, right? You get it? We here in America, a lot of times, those of us who maybe we just have a regular job, and I'm using the dreaded air quotes here, we're just middle class. We're just middle class, right? What a depressing word if you focus the wrong way. You focus on what's missing, the middle class. Oh, I'm in the middle. Ugh. Well, you know what? There are people out there in the world that are willing to die, trade their life to come here illegally to try to get here to get to that dreaded middle class, right? Think about it. There are people where we are crazy rich too. Think about the homeless person on the street. They would look at your life and go, you're rich. No matter what you're at right now, they would say you're rich. But then you take our homeless people who have the ability to get 3 hots and a cot, that's what we call that. They can get 3 hot meals and a bed to sleep on at a shelter. They could get that if they wanted to. There are people in other parts of the world I've traveled to where they would trade their life for what our homeless have. When I was in Colombia, the people who were fleeing Venezuela because of socialism, and eventually now it of course always turns into communism. Socialism turns into that, and it destroyed the country. They were just, you know, maybe a decade or two ago, they were some of the wealthiest people in the world, and their life changed for them. And there were people I met who were doctors and engineers back in Venezuela, and they were beggars on the street. And you know what? They were happy to be in Colombia on the streets begging for loose change, because that's how bad it was where they came from. And so they thought they were rich. They thought I was uber rich, and they thought they were rich. And here it was, just even a few years before, they had been a doctor and a wealthy person in their country. So it's what you focus on. Your focus is what gives you your quality of life. Do you focus on what's missing, or do you focus on what you have? And so that's just one little piece there Tony Robbins unpacks over hours working on with you, training your brain to work on that. So you're going to find out my talk this morning is to encourage you basically to find this guy and go work on yourself with it. But it's amazing. And so here's what happens if you focus on what's missing in your life. And this is a tough one. If you feel like you are not enough, if you focus on what's missing so hard that you start to feel like you are not enough, you will feel like you cannot be loved. You will feel I'm not worthy of love because I'm focusing on these things that are missing, and then you miss the most important thing, which is love. You are worthy of being loved. But inside, internally, you will feel like you're not worthy of it because you're focusing on what's missing. I was like, oh, wow. I mean, the place was like silent. You get 6,000 realtors to be quiet all at once. Wow. When he hit us with that, you were like, holy crap. That's just an amazing mental problem. And we learn it as kids, right? What's missing? What don't we have? What don't we have, right? Always want more. And so that was an amazing hit. Focus on what you have. Be grateful for what you have. Now, since it was a business conference, he did say you're not going to be complacent. You'll be content, but not complacent. He learned that from Jim Rohn, he said. And it was amazing. The fine line you have of being complacent and just sitting there and treading water versus being content with what you have, but always striving to get a little bit better, okay? So that was one piece right there, one teeny tiny piece of focusing on that. The other thing he talked about focus was, do you focus on the past, do you focus on the present, or do you focus on the future? Here's what happens a lot of times. The past, especially in business, we focus on the past. Oh, I asked 1,000 people yesterday if they look at other ways of making money. I asked 1,000. And 1,000 people in a row told me, no, I do not look at other ways of making money. I'm being exaggerating here, obviously, to make a point. 1,000 people told me no. So the human body and mind will tend to say, well, if 1,000 people in a row said no, guess what the 1,001st person is going to say? Your brain will automatically think they're going to say no too. See, that's focusing on the past. The past does not predict your future. It has no bearing. What happened 30 seconds ago has no bearing on what happened right now at this second. But you have to train your brain to think that way. It's a default pattern we fall into of focusing on the past. And the other thing people do is they look at the future. Oh, when I'm an SVP, then I'll be happy. When I'm an RVP, then I'll be happy. When I'm an RD, then I'll be happy. That's focusing on the future. You can't control the future. If you focus on the future, it'll also set you up to a spot to always be depressed, to always be unhappy. The only place you can find joy is focusing on the present. And when focusing on the present, you have to make sure you're focusing on the here and now, being present today, grateful for what you have, but always competing with yourself to get better. Now, I want you to hear this. Compete with yourself. We cannot compare ourselves to other people. That is a huge, huge problem we as human beings have. We're always looking at others, right? And that's part of the focusing on what's missing. We're like, oh, I don't have the car they have. I don't have the house they have. I don't have the education they have. I don't have the relationship they have. I don't have this, blah, 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 right? I don't have that stuff. That's, again, focusing on what's missing. But it comes in the form, the sneaky, insidious form of comparing ourselves to other people. We cannot do that. The only person we should ever compare ourselves to is us. And we should only be competing against who we were yesterday, right? We don't want to say, oh, when I lose 40 pounds, then I'll be happy. No, I'm just focusing on what did I do yesterday and what can I do a little bit better today. And so where the joy comes from in the present is the progress, the simple, tiny, little incremental steps that we take each day of progress. Well, how do you know your progress? Well, you have to track it and you have to have goals. Let's just say I want to lose 40 pounds, not focusing on the end game of 40 pounds. I'm focusing on today. Did I exercise today and did I eat better today than I did yesterday? If the answer is yes, then that's a win. That's a win. not getting to the 40 pounds is the win. Losing the 40 pounds is the win. It's the win. Did I do a little bit better today than I did yesterday? Now, you don't want to compare yourself in the gym. Am I working out the way that person's working out, right? Am I bench pressing 225 pounds? Am I, right? No, we're comparing ourselves only to ourselves. And that's the person you're allowed to compete with. And you know what? You're allowed to go hard. You're allowed to go hard against yourself to compete with yourself. That's totally fine as long as you're focusing on the present. What did I do today? Okay? And that's where people, if they can focus on what they have in the present and compete with themselves, you can have joy. And that's just one step. What am I going to focus on? Now, because shortness of time here, I'm going to just name off the other two. Then I'm going to let you guys get on your day. But you can completely transform your entire day today if you just work on yourself, focused on what I have, being grateful, content, but not complacent, right? That, and focusing on the present, the here and now. And can I do a little bit better today than I did yesterday? If you did one peaking call yesterday, do two today. That's a win. Think about that. I just have to beat what I did yesterday. And those little incremental over time will add up to big effects for you. And there's two other steps, and I'll name them off. I'm going to let you guys get on with your day here. But the second one is, what does it mean? The meaning that we attach to things that happen in our life, and most of them happen beyond our control. They're out of our control. But we attach an internal meaning to it, and usually we attach that with a metaphor, some type of word that we associate that makes a picture in our brain, and that puts us in a bad state. And then the third one is, what am I going to do? So all of that, what am I going to focus on, is like hours of training with the guy, right? Just step one for the three questions, and they had all kinds of other stuff. So I would tell you guys, reach out, find him. If you want to hear this talk again, somebody's got the recording out there on the Zoom. You can check it out. We talked about Monday night. It was just a little more in-depth on the three questions, the three decisions that you have to make in life. But for today, just focus on, what am I going to focus on? Am I going to focus on what I'm missing or what I have? And are you going to focus on the past, present, and the future? It's the present, and it takes a lot of work. Trust me, I catch myself all the time. So wish each of you a great day here. Hopefully we'll all see each other here face-to-face soon. Don't forget about all the trainings that we've got going on, business trainings, mindset trainings, product trainings that are happening. ACN's got them going on their Facebook page. Get on their Facebook page, market to see first on the default. They've got all kinds of trainings that are running on there. We've got 7 o'clock PBZs happening, which is the private business Zooms that are happening. You can get the links from that. If you're new and you don't know where all these trainings are, get with your upline. They'll tell you where to find everything. Everybody, go have a great day. Make sure you're focusing on what you have and also being present. Have a great day. I will talk to all of you soon. Peace out.